Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It's Sunday, August 7th, 2016. And I wrote a little piece today. It was called Hillary's Daily Show. And, you know, I've been sort of stewing about the way the press has been mangling our election and driving us into a disaster, and all the time sort of shrugging their shoulders, you know, gee whiz, what can we do? We don't know how to report news, or they don't know what they're doing, or they do and they're lying about it, or it's a combination of confusion and greed. Frankly, at this point, I don't care anymore, because it's, you know, I have a little story that goes with this. When I was a grad student in Wisconsin in, I guess it was like 1977 or 78, I lived in a house with 9 other roommates, and it was one of these fantastic places that people were always coming and going from. It was like, you know, there was always something going on, and I loved it. It was just a wonderful place to live, and I had a cat at the time. The cat's name was Nurse, and we called the cat Nurse because this cat was a nurse. I mean, she would take care of people if you were hurting in some way or you needed some company. It was just amazing how this cat sort of empathized. She just had this sense of, it was, you know, anyway, that's why she was called Nurse. So Nurse got pregnant and had a litter, and in this house with 9 roommates and people coming and going all the time, and they were, of course, the most adorable things you've ever seen. They were like the, and so even more people came to the house, and of course that they all wanted to see the kittens, because it was a box of kittens in the corner of my bedroom, and then one day the kittens were gone, nowhere to be found, and so I looked everywhere, and Nurse was gone too, and I did eventually find her. She had found a spot in the back of my dresser that you couldn't get to through any way other than if you were a cat. And she had moved her kittens away from all of the, you know, all of the great, you know, events people were having around, you know, kitten parties. And then we all respected that, because, you know, we didn't really get that this was a problem for her. And then a few days later, kittens everywhere. She just said, okay, kittens, you're old enough, you can go out and make friends on your own. And that was the end of that whole little episode. It was great. It's a wonderful story. And I feel that right now the reporters are they're trying to be balanced, I guess, and they're trying to make Hillary squirm all the time in every interview. Why are you lying? Why are you lying? Why are you lying? And then, of course, she would have to lie about her lying. And they just, you know, you sort of go back. So it's meta, 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 meta lying. It's lying about lying about lying. Why? Because if she ever told the truth would be, well, I lied because politicians lie. And because if we don't lie, people get angry with us. And then they don't vote for us. And we have learned this a million times. There's certain things that you have to lie about, or else they punish you. And a really great example of this, by the way, in this election, I watched the debate where she said this. She said something about, and we're going to have to retrain everybody in the coal industry because that industry is gone and it's never coming back. Something like that. And I go, oh my God, this is not going to go over well. This is a bad thing to say, even though it's the truth. And people deserve the truth. They really do. They should be planning their lives on what's actually going to happen, not what they would like to hear is going to happen. But they don't vote that way. They vote for the lie. So She lost West Virginia. I mean, not that she was going to win West Virginia anyway. I mean, I looked and, you know, Democrats don't win West Virginia these days in presidential elections. It's very rare. So, but she is losing it by like a huge margin. And they, I saw the interviews during the West Virginia primary with the voters, and predictably, that's all they can talk about is what she said and how she dissed them and how she doesn't get it and how important coal mining is to these people. And of all that, I'm sure it's very true that it's very important. But the truth is also that it's not coming back. So, you know, if you go all the way back, we really do at this point understand what happened with the emails. And I don't want to, it's not my place to rehash it. We do. It's been covered. And when you compare it to the crazy, incredibly awful things, and I don't mean the slurs and the insults that Trump gives. I mean the downright scary things that he says that really could exist, that could affect the existence of the human species. You know, it's, if you were to draw a pile of lies over here and a or let's just say a pile of things we should be talking about over here on the Trump side versus on the Hillary side, I mean, it would be ridiculous. There's nothing, you're not talking about anything with Hillary. So she's, at this point, trusting the press to handle the election at this point would be a ridiculous premise. It's very likely to screw the country and the world out of existence. And I don't give a shit about your business model or whatever else. This is, I mean, we have to do something here. And I would say that the reporters probably do too, but I don't give a shit. Let their souls burn in hell. I mean, this is really outrageously stupid shit that they're doing, but they want to do it. So that's why I say that it's time to take Hillary out of the press. No more interviews, okay? We're going to stop doing that and put her on her own TV show. And if the, you know, if they don't want to cover it on, you know, on Fox News or CNN, well, they will cover it. Or MSNBC, of course they'll cover it. If you don't give them anything else, that's what they will cover. And then now you have at least managed parity with Trump without having to say the outrageous stuff. So it's a really good solution. And there are a lot of entertaining, interesting people, as we saw in the convention. The Democrats can put on a pretty good show, and the entertainers are willing to help them. So I would say, what else you got to do during the month of August, what remains of the month of August before Labor Day, is to get this thing started, get this ball rolling, and let's start having a nightly newscast, entertainment show, talk show, you know, variety show. Come on, we'll, you know, get some, you know, I don't know, get Katy Perry, you know, she was great. Get Carole King and James Taylor. We like James Taylor and I don't know, whoever else. And, you know, I love the idea of shovel ready projects. You know, let's go look at this neighborhood and see what can we do for this neighborhood that will both bring back jobs, make life better, and grow the economy. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is, let me just get this one thing out there, that all the trade agreement stuff is just because we can't do stimulus in this country. We can't invest in our own infrastructure, our own economy, which is crazy. With interest rates as low as they are and our ability as a country to make really solid investments, we are a business-oriented country. When we invest in stuff, it makes money. And that money goes back into paying off the debt and also to lowering taxes and creating new opportunities in the future. I mean, we are a growth-oriented, business-oriented country. We are good at this stuff. And we have had to do this with both hands tied behind our back because the Republican Congress will not approve stimuluses. Well, start selling the idea in very concrete terms to the voters, Hillary. And this needs to be done every night with stories that will be very hard to look away from because they'll be really cool. You know, I mean, we can, you know, set up, I mean, in New York, we're getting information kiosks. They're just spouting up everywhere, all over the city. And, you know, they're weird. And at first you wonder, is anybody going to use this? And the truth is, everybody is using them. They are actually being used. Not everybody's using them. Every one of them is being used. I said that backwards. People still look at them and don't quite know what to make of them, but they are being used. And there's all kinds of cool stuff like this that we could be doing across the country, and it would be creating jobs. That's what people want to know about. How are you going to do it? Spell it out. Show it to them. You know, there's a kind of really weird show on New York One where I just saw it the other night, where they interview somebody who's involved in managing city infrastructure. It is fascinating. I mean, I don't know. So, we're, you know, of course, these are pork projects, right? And so, funny how the neighborhoods turn out to be in Ohio and Florida and Virginia and Arizona and Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada. I mean, it's like, come on, we can use the new media in positive ways and fun ways. And so that's my pitch here, is to... there is more to do, and we are not actually held hostage by the news media if we decide not to be. So that's the story. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.